you know, everybody talks about heaven. I guess I explain it like this. Everybody talk about heaven, but no one wants to die, to go there. And but you got to die, you know, unless you're going to be raptured up. And so Dad, he fought a good battle, you know. And I remember the night that they lost him and everything. And so he had already told me he wanted to live. And so when they lost him that night, and so they called me and they asked me what to do. I said, well, do everything you can to keep him alive until I get there. And so, you know, they brought him back. But he was just there, you know. He was on the ventilator, turned up to 100, you know. And so, but make a long story short, he went in the nursing home and he started dying at that point. And it just progressed on and on. But we was believing God just as he was believing God. But Pastor Jerry came down. I remember the night that I was going through that, I was trying to call a hospital, and I accidentally called Sister Sandy Burris. And then I said, oops, I made a mistake, you know, and hung up. And then I called Jerry Dunn, and he said, who is this? Who are you calling this early in the morning? It was about 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, oops, I made a mistake. I said, man, I got to get myself together. But anyway, you know, they came to the hospital, and I told them, I said, I am so sorry. I made a big mistake. She said, there are no mistakes in Jesus. You did what you're supposed to do. And they came and prayed with us and comforted us at that time. You know, I remember my dad, he was there in that bed, and, you know, he was seeing into the spirit, and he was just reaching out, you know, just reaching out just like that, you know, like he was trying to get someone's hand, you know, from, you know, I don't really know that's what he was doing, but I believe that that's what he was doing, reaching out, trying to get someone's hand. He was seeing something that wasn't on this earth. Amen. Well, praise God. So I thank you guys and everyone here at the Victory Church. You're such powerful believers of God, and you just strength to me in everything Thelma and I go through. So on behalf of the McRae family, we just want to thank everyone for everything you did, your prayers, your kind, thoughtful word. I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's get into this word. I kind of got a cotton throat tonight. But anyway, we're going to get into the word tonight. Before I do, let's just offer just a little prayer. Father, we thank you tonight that it's your goodness and mercy that endures forever and ever, Lord. Lord, we believe that you are God. We trust you, Lord. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh upon me tonight, God. Spirit, break out in this place tonight, God. Lord, I thank you that your word has declared unto us that where two or three gathered in your name, that you are in the midst of them. So, Lord, we believe that you are here by your power and by your grace and by your mercy tonight, God. Lord, meet the needs tonight. Embrace every need tonight, God. Strengthen the bowed down knees, God. Strengthen the feeble knees, Lord, and lift up bowed down heads tonight, God. Father, I believe that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything we ask or think according to the power that worketh within us, oh God. So, Lord, I just pray, God, right now, God, not to have us to come here and just to be coming, God, to a church, Lord, just to come to assembly, but, Lord, come to lift you up tonight, God. Lift your name high above every circumstance and situation, God. Lord, we empty ourselves tonight of everything that's not like you, God, and, Lord, we draw near to you, God. And, Lord, you said you would draw near to us and give us the desires of our heart. Thank you, oh God, for all that you've done, doing, and going to do here tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. I want to speak a word tonight coming from Acts 1:8. The Bible say, you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come up on you. You shall receive power. after the Holy Spirit, or when the Holy Spirit come up on you. Power. How many of you know we need power in this hour? We're in a season, a year where we're going to move into the supernatural, and this supernatural year going to be fueled by the power that's in us. Amen. Hallelujah. So the Bible say that we are going to receive power after the Holy Ghost to come up on us. Amen. I want you to look up next verse, up the verse 7, where it says there, 1 and 8, but look at 7. What, and see what it says there. It says, "And he said to them, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father has put in his authority." Hallelujah. But, hallelujah, thank the Lord for but. But, hallelujah, we are not supposed to know the time or the season of what the Father have in his heart. But you shall what? Receive power after the Holy Spirit had come up on you. And look up at that sixth verse. They were talking about just that last part of, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel?" They were looking for Israel to be restored, you know, because the Roman soldiers had come and they had took and did everything that they could do against Israel, you know. But the disciples said, "Are you going to restore Israel at this time?" And the Lord was saying, it's not for you to know. But, now that but again, we're going to receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you. I'm talking about some power from on high, from heaven. Dunamis, Azusa. Zeus will come from the Lord. You know that power that we got inside of us. Dominus, power inside of us. You know what I'm saying? The Holy Spirit. That's what we receive. Hallelujah. That power that's inside of us is from God. Amen. And it said that you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost to come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses into me to Jerusalem and Judea and what? Samaria. Now, you know, the Jews did not like Samaria, but they said, when you receive this power, you're going to go to those people that you don't like you. And you know who Samaria was? There was the people that you know the Jews didn't even associate with. Hallelujah. But the Bible said the power of God gonna make you associate with them. And Judea, you got Jerusalem in the middle, and you got Samaria up at the top, northern part, and you got Judea at the bottom. You see what the Bible was trying to get us to see, that you're gonna go to all of these things, and they call Jerusalem that holy city. And how many of you know in Jerusalem, they the one that the Pharisees dwelled. They was in the temple and they were doing all things that they could against Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. But when they received the power, they was going to be able to bring change. Amen. Going to bring change even in Jerusalem. Amen. And there are four words that I want you to get in your mind tonight. That those four words is, I believe I receive. Can you say that right now? I believe I receive. Come on, get it down in your spirit tonight. I believe I receive. Hallelujah. What you gonna receive? Oh, y'all sleeping on me tonight. I believe I receive power after the Holy Ghost have come upon me. I don't understand it myself how that you know, you can say, "I believe I receive," and it start, something happen in your side of you. It stir up your faith on the inside of you when you begin to say, "I believe I receive." It's a way that you tap into God Almighty. You tap into his power. Something happened in your spirit when you begin to say, those words, I believe I receive. You're saying, I believe I receive this power. Hallelujah. You're saying that you're going to receive something from God, something that's supernatural from God. Hallelujah. And you know, it's not just only I believe I receive, but I believe I receive what? I believe I receive not only power, but I believe I receive what? My healing. I believe I receive my financial breakthrough. Hallelujah. I believe I'm going to receive my needs met. Hallelujah. I believe I'm going to receive it. Amen. So you need to be saying that all day. You need to be saying, I believe I receive my breakthrough. I believe I receive my financial breakthrough. Hallelujah. But how many of you know you just can't say, I believe I receive it? You got to have the word to back it up. Amen. The Bible say that heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. Amen. Jesus said, I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. You start with the word and you end with the word. Amen. Hallelujah. The word will not pass away. Amen. You know, they got a saying, say, I am what the word say I am. I can be what the word say I be. I can do what the word say I can do. Amen. And so you're saying that I believe I receive. And you can back that up with the word. I believe I receive my healing. I believe according to Isaiah 53:4. He was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. Hallelujah. So I believe I receive my healing. Somebody ought to get happy tonight. I believe I receive. We'll enter into the supernatural endowment of God this year. Pastor have already sounded an alarm in this church and said we're going to have a supernatural year. Hallelujah. I believe we're going to have a supernatural year. I believe with all my heart, but I tell you, we're going to be fueled, and it's going to be power by the power of God and the Holy Ghost. Amen. I don't understand how it works, but how many of you know that we don't understand how the digestive system works? We take a bite of food, and that's all we do is take a bite, and it goes down into our digestive system, and it knows where to go. Our digestive system knows where to take that food. Hallelujah. It's something about when you release your faith and say, I believe I receive. And it's doing something. It's working with you. Your faith is working. Kenneth Hagin had us say, Dr. Hagin had us say, keep the faith switch turned on. Hallelujah. Whenever you begin to get in doubt, you can say, I believe I receive. I believe I receive my healing. Don't quit. Don't give up. And don't stop. Amen. I believe. Keep the switch faith turned on. Can you say amen tonight? Listen, I'm happy about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's working. It's working faith in our life. Amen. Hallelujah. When we say that I believe I receive, faith is released. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to say it until we believe it and receive our healings and everything that God is doing to us. Amen. By saying that, we believe, we receive, it come forth and it turns into our faith. Amen. Let's go back to John. Let's go back to John, the 16th chapter there. Let's go back. We got the disciples wanting to know, is they going to restore Israel? But let's go back to this 16th chapter and beginning to read here at verse 12. And it said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them. Hallelujah. Jesus was telling them, I got many things to tell you, you know, but you can't receive them right now. However, that is however and that but. However, but when he comes, who? The Spirit of Truth. He's going to tell you and guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of himself, of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Hallelujah. He will glorify me, and he will take of mine and declare it unto you. Hallelujah. But when he come, he's going to declare it unto us. Jesus said, I had many, many things to tell you, but you can't bear them now. But I believe the church is in the hour now where we're ready to bear them. Ain't you ready for it? And well, I tell you, God is building expectation with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'd have my bottle of water everywhere, y'all. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm sorry, Pastor. Well, praise God. We're in the hour where we're going to see the book of Acts unfold just like someone's on Star Wars. Amen. Hallelujah. The books of Acts is going to turn into what we really need. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, we are living in this supernatural age tonight that God's going to declare his glory and his honor. He said, but you could not bear them right now, but you're going to be able when the Holy Spirit come. I want to just get this down in your spirit here tonight. Give me three guys right quick up here, right quick. Just three guys. Y'all saw me do this once before. Just three guys right quick. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said that, but when the Spirit come, he's going to give you everything he's going to reveal everything to you. Everything that the Father have is mine. Amen. And he has given that to me. I want you to be the Father. I want you to be Jesus. I want you to be the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The Father said, now the Father has given. He has given Jesus everything. He's seated on the right hand of the Father. Power and authority. Amen. And so we see that happening right now in our life. And so I'm going to give you that. That's what the Father got. Give it to the Holy Spirit. I mean, Jesus. And Jesus is there with us. Amen. Everything Jesus had, everything in heaven, according to Ephesians 1 and 3, everything in heaven belongs to us. Because of who? Because of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now Jesus said, I done defeated the devil. He's under my feet. And you're going to take everything that's in heaven and give it to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit, what he's going to do, he's going to give it to us. He's going to give it to me. Hallelujah. Everything in heaven belongs to you. Amen. It belongs to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, guys. Hallelujah. But I want to get that in your spirit. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid to ask God for anything because it's yours. It's yours. It's paid for. Amen. Paid for Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So you can say, I believe I receive. Amen. Still have many things to tell you, but it's going to be done by the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Spirit of truth. When he come, amen. Praise God. But whatever he hears, he's going to speak it to us. Amen. Hallelujah. He's willing to glorify me. Amen. Hallelujah. And all things belong to him. Jesus was building expectation when he told them that. Hallelujah. He was building expectation for them to come and expect. Are you expecting this year? You ought to be expecting God to bring things into this congregation. You ought to be expecting miracles and signs and wonders. Because they're going to happen, amen? But this is the year of supernatural. Hallelujah. When God is going to turn things around in the spiritual realm. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time for us to turn on the expecting, to seek God, seek him like never before. Amen. Because he's willing. Amen. To bring it forth for us. Amen. Hallelujah. One waters, one plant, and one waters. But the what? The Holy Spirit bring the increase. Hallelujah. And that's what we are in now. We're in this time where we are doing what God is telling us to do. We are seeking him. And he's doing the rest for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come up on you. Hallelujah. You'll be witnesses in Judea and all around. Amen. You're going to be a witness to God. You're going to shine just like the disciple was shining. You're going to be able to shine as well. Amen. Hallelujah. Jude says, stir up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. E.M. Bounds said that ask, seek, and knock, and it shall be unto you. Amen. When you knock and you ask, you seek, it's going to be given to you. Amen. Hallelujah. And so he was saying that prayer, promises of God, are the golden promises to be plucked by prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. So this is a supernatural year where we're going to be able to receive the things of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands tonight. Lord, we thank you. We're giving you the praise and the glory and the honor tonight, God. Well, you are good, God, and you are good all the time. Hallelujah, Lord. Heaven is on demand. We are expecting, God, for Jesus to arise and shine, oh, inside of us. Lord, we declare that the enemy is bound. And we declare that the weapons that have been formed, they will not prosper in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus wants us to come expecting him to do what he said he's going to do. He said he was going to heal. He said he was going to bring us deliverance. He said that if we lay hands on the sick, they will recover. Hallelujah. This church is in a place where we're going to have to expect God to move. Amen. If you expected God to move, I want you to come down to this altar tonight. If your expectation is being built up, I want you to come down to this altar tonight. If you expected miracles and signs to follow, come down to the altar tonight. Hallelujah. We just believe that it's fire on the altar tonight. The same fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The same fire that was in the burning bush got into Moses, and he was able to deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt. The same fire that was in the fiery furnace with Jesus inside. And hallelujah, that's the fire we're talking about that's on the altar. Let the fire of God be on this altar tonight. Hallelujah. Consuming everything that's not like God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That consuming fire that the Hebrew boys, they didn't even get their hair singed or even the smell of smoke. They were burning all around them, but they were not consumed, Lord. Lord, let the fire come tonight, Lord. We're expecting, Lord. Spirit of the living God, break out here tonight. Have your way in our life and in this church and in this city, God. Lord, we believe right now that you are touching lives right now. We believe right now, Lord, that the power of the Holy Ghost is up on us tonight, God. We shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come up on us, oh God. Lord, Holy Spirit, come up on us. Dwell within us, oh Lord. Lord, thank you that you are coming forth with your power. In the mighty name of Jesus tonight, God. Lord, let the people in Camden, Arkansas see the fire that's inside of us. Lord, set us a flame of fire, Lord. Fan the embers of our heart tonight, God. Lord, turn the embers of our heart over, Lord, and let them burn and burn inside of us tonight, God. Lord, I thank you that we want to be witnesses in Jerusalem. We want to be witnesses, God, in Judea and the uttermost part of the earth, God. Lord, we are declaring your glory and the manifestation of your power, God, to be released in this hour, God. Thank you, Lord, that we are believing. We believe that we receive, God. We receive your power. We receive your anointing, God. Oh, Lord, we receive more and more of you tonight, God. Lord, thank you, Lord. We expecting you, oh God, to arise in our life. Enemies be scattered. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Touch us, Lord. Touch us right now, God. Touch our lives in another way, in a powerful way, God. Help us to move to new levels in you, oh God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Let miracles and signs and wonders happen in this church right now, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Set our fame on fire, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. We open up to you tonight, God. We beseech ourselves by your mercy and by your grace. We are presenting these bodies tonight, living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto you, God, which is our reasonable service. We have come tonight to expect you, O God, to move on our jobs, Lord. Move in our schools, Lord. Move in the hospitals, Lord. Move in our families, Lord. Move, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, it's you, Lord. It's you, oh God. Oh, you're the one that make a difference, Lord. You are the one, God, that change lives, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. We are expecting, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Just lift those hands one more time to the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, as we lift these hands, God, you have built expectation in our life. And right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we lift our hands as a sign of your power and your anointing, your Holy Ghost, God, to come unleashed like never before, God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We believe, we receive power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap.